Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 7. A Dozen, Dozen, Dozen. Early 19th century pottery price sheets often sported ornate headers, flowing script, fancy borders, and detailed images of items being offered. Some almost have the feel of rock concert posters of a later time. Prices were generally listed by the dozen. Today, we understand this to mean 12 per item, but it wasn't always like that. In colonial times, a rural potter might instead sell by the pound. Selling by the pound evolved mostly from a mostly southern English unit called a cast. In other words, the amount of clay used to make a certain quantity of pots. As Peter Breers describes it, a single 18-inch flower pot made up one cast, as did 72 2.5-inch or 63-inch plant pots. One only needs specify how many casts one wanted and how much to pay per cast. Simple. Selling by capacity was another way to do business. For example, so many gallons worth of crocks. Once again, this counting method derived mostly from the mostly northern English dozen. Dr. Robert Plott, a 17th century chronicler of English potteries, explained in 1686 that a dozen referred to the number of pots which combined held a dozen quarts. So 24 pint vessels counted as a dozen, as did 3 1-gallon vessels. This method of counting was used into the early 19th century. At some point, counting by capacity of pots gave way to counting by quantity of pots. Robert Copeland's thrilling late-night read, Manufacturing Processes of Tableware During the 18th and 19th Centuries, states, "The count to the dozen was determined by the number of a given size that would fit on a standard size of work board." In case you didn't quite get that, here it is again. The count to the dozen was determined by the number of a given size that would fit on a standard size of work board. I guess you had to have been there. The count to the dozen further morphed into a long dozen, a short dozen, a sea dozen, a land dozen, etc., etc., etc. And as even these terms varied between potteries, the original concept of a dozen, meaning 12, was set adrift. Again, in the words of Peter Breers, the dozen ceased to be a rational standard unit. Prices today are based on a more precise mathematical formula. Cost doubled equals wholesale. Wholesale doubled equals retail. Of course, this is just a rule of thumb, and then not entirely shared by everybody. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember this helpful tip when handling pottery or pottery history. The harder you hold it, the more likely it is to crack.